37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. Hey, the skies are getting brighter. The days are getting longer, and that's a good thing. So if there's no snow where you live, let's start to get the yard ready. That means, I know it's February, but you can get the leaves and the branches that have fallen on the ground. It's going to be a nice early spring. Let's get the beds edged. And that way, when the nurseries get in the bark mulch, you can put it down. You know, if you have a perennial bed, and you can put down an inch and a half of either bark mulch or compost or something like that on top of the bed, it will make your weeding a lot better. And it will help your perennials to grow a lot better, because they won't dry out during the heat of summer. There'll be no weeds, and it'll be a heck of a lot easier for you. Now, what you should do is this. During March, these beds are all dormant, right? So you can buy mulch by the yard or by the bag, dump it right on top of your perennial bed, take a rake, rake the bark mulch, make it look nice and even, and not have to worry about damaging the new shoots coming out of the ground. The new shoots will come out, and your work is done. If you wait until after the new shoots have come out of the ground, you have to put it down by hand and carefully spread it with your fingertips, so you don't break any of the new shoots that are beginning to emerge out of dormancy and coming out of the ground. So try and get that type of work done as soon as you can. Lime is something that should be applied now. Jonathan Green makes a lime substitute. If you have a wood stove, as you clean the wood stove or the pellet stove, spread that ash on your lawn, spread it in your garden, and it will make a difference in the quality of your grass. Now, some of you say, well, I don't have any moss. It doesn't matter. If you put down wood ash, lime, or the Jonathan Green Magic Cal on your lawn, any acidity that's there will decrease. Because your soil is not as acidic, the plants in your lawn, the grass, and in your gardens can use the food that's in the soil easier. There's no stress, there's no tension, and they can do a better job with what's there because lack of acidity. The acidity will grab a hold of fertilizer like phosphorus, preventing the plant from getting it. If phosphorus is available, the plants can make a bigger root system. The bigger the roots, less of a problem with heat drying out the grass during the summer months, because the roots are bigger. In your perennial or flower bed, if your root system is bigger, more vegetables more flowers will develop on the plant. Okay? So, start to condition the soil. If you have clay, and every time it rains, you're getting puddles, you need to get the garden gypsum on your lawn. And the liquid made by Soil Logic, a liquid gypsum, also goes under the name Thrive, but it's made by Soil Logic. It's a liquid. You spray it in the areas where you have clay or heavy soils, and it will break it apart so the plants can grow that much better. And in your vegetable garden, if your carrots are like 3 inches long, you got clay. The carrots should be 6. So add the liquid gypsum now. That way your April rain will wash it into the ground. It coats the clay, preventing it from binding, from sticking together, and the roots can penetrate the soil a lot easier. So those are just a couple of jobs that need to be done. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Joyce from Cape Cod with a question about crabgrass.
Hey, Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Joyce. Hi, Paul. Good morning. I have a question.
Good morning.
We're going to be away for a few weeks, and I'm wondering if it's too early to put the crabgrass pre-emergent down this week, and if it's not, should we get the kind with the fertilizer in it or the regular crabgrass pre-emergent?
Crabgrass pre-emergents can be put down any time now. So if you're going to be gone, you're better off to get it down so that when the problem develops, it's there. And the crabgrass product that you put down is a powder. So you put it down, and if it doesn't rain, it just sits there. And that's one of the problems that a lot of people have, is they buy the product, they put it down, and if they put it down and we're not getting any rain, the product never changes from a powder to a liquid, which will create a barrier or a skin on the ground so that when the crabgrass seed germinates and it punctures this barrier, it absorbs the weed killer and it kills it. So it doesn't matter which one you use. I would buy the one with the food for two reasons. If you buy it with the food, it will thicken the lawn that's already there to make it bigger and stronger. Crabgrass develops in open areas in your lawn. Places where the grass died, where you killed off the weeds last year. If grass is there, crabgrass will not come up. So the thicker your lawn, the less of a chance you will have of having crabgrass and dandelions, chickweed, clover, and things like that. So put it down. Your traditional time for applying a crabgrass preventer is when the forsythia comes into bloom. That's when it reminds everybody. When the forsythia begins to fall, the crabgrass is germinating. So I like to put it down earlier. That way, I take advantage of the rain to dissolve the product, to create the barrier, to make the food available to the grass. And with the temperatures the way they've been running all winter long, some of you are probably already having grass that's changing color from the traditional brown-green. And I'd be willing to bet, like near your leaching field, up against a house, up against a fence, it's already beginning to turn green. So get the food on it now. Let's get it activated, and you'll have a lot less of a crabgrass problem. Great question. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kendra from Vermont with a question about delphinium.
Hey, Kendra, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've been waiting since Tuesday to give you a call. last weekend, I planted a few different types of delphinium seeds to get ready for my son's garden wedding this summer.
Great.
And the on the packet, it says, you know, to have them between 50 and 60 degrees. Well, I was kind of jump-starting things, and I put the soil packets and the seeds on the mantle above my wood stove. And on Tuesday, I checked the soil temperature, and it was 92 degrees. Have I killed those little seeds?
What I would do is I would get it. Now, did the ground dry?
No, no, it was very moist. No, I had them in. I had them in the plastic bags and nice deep containers.
Okay.
But,
why don't you, Kendra, hold on a second. We're coming up on a break. I want to talk to you.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Kendra. Kendra, are you there? Kendra, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, Kendra, could you give our listeners a quick recap of the question that you asked me?
Yes, I planted delphinium seed last weekend. Planted them good and early because they'll bloom the first year if planted early enough. But it's up to a three-month germination period. To get things started, I put the containers with the soil on top of my mantle over my wood stove, thinking that would give them an early start. And on Tuesday, I checked the soil temperature, and it was 92 to 95 degrees. Now, if I killed those seeds, I don't want to wait 4 months and find out they're dead. I'll reorder my seeds if you think that I have killed them.
Okay. First of all, it will not take 3 months for the seed to germinate. They should come up in probably 2, at the most 3 weeks. Now, I'll tell you what my dad used to do. He used to take his heating pad and he would put a black trash bag over it. That way, if there was any water leakage, it wouldn't put any soil and stain it. He would set it on low. You can also buy a heating cable that's like a mat that you can lay down, and it will keep your soil at about 75 to 80 degrees. But I do not think that a few days at 90 degrees would do anything unless the soil went bone dry. Now, if the seedlings had begun to germinate, a little tiny root came out, and then the soil dried, yes. But as far as it killing the seed, I don't think so. So move them a little further away. Put them on like a little card table near it, but not where it's going to get that hot. And make sure that they stay covered. So if you don't have a plastic dome that fits over that tray. This is what you can do. Get some toothpicks. Put the toothpick in your soil. And then lay over it pieces of saran wrap. And the saran wrap will create a dome to hold the humidity in the soil, and it will hold the heat. And the combination of warm soil, humidity, will help that germination. And if you, by putting toothpicks every now and then, that prevents the saran wrap or the plastic from coming in contact with the soil and creating a problem. And it allows the air to move between the plastic and the soil. But I'd be willing to bet that in 2, possibly 3 weeks, it will be up at the very, very most. If you're providing warm soil, the seed will germinate. Just make sure that the soil stays moist, not muddy, but stays moist at all times. You do not need sunlight because they're not up. And at the very first sign of seedlings beginning to poke through, remove the dome, remove the plastic cellophane. Keep it warm, give them plenty of light, and they will begin to germinate really, really quick. But normally perennials, under conditions that you are providing them in your container, within a 3-week period, they should be up. But the main thing is keep the soil moist. So just get like a plant mister and just give them a good spray. Keep it moist, and you'll be in good shape. But a covering makes a big, big difference. So don't panic. Everything will be fine. Relax. Okay? Thank you, Kendra. We appreciate the phone call. Okay, Tom, who's up next? Whoop. Boy, this half hour just flew by. So just hold on. If we can help you, call 855-660-4261. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are going to help you to have a wonderful day in the garden. Now, my house in Maine, it's cold. It's 20 degrees today, so I can't do this. But later on in the week, Tuesday and Wednesday, temperatures are supposed to get a lot warmer. So Monday, for southern Maine, where I live, lower 40s. On Tuesday, mid-40s. Now, the one thing that all of you should do, if you have a garden, if you have fruit trees, flowering crabs, dogwoods, any kind of flowering trees, if you have rose bushes, if you had problems with insects last year, the most important thing that you can do is to buy something called horticultural all-season oil. Now, Bonide makes all-season oil. This is something that you spray on your plants right now. It smothers any eggs that spent the winter on your plant. And we have had such a mild winter that a lot of these insect eggs, whitefly, mealybug, spider mite, the big three, a lot of them are not going to die like they should because it's been so warm. So if you can take the all-season oil and spray your fruit trees, your shrubs, roses. Spray the soil where your perennial beds are. You're going to kill the eggs before they have a chance to create a problem. And you can mix at the same time either garden sulfur or liquid copper at the same time, and that will take care of disease spores. So in your rose garden, if you have black spot, spray the soil. And if there's any spores on the surface, it will coat it and it will kill it. So this is a good organic way to eliminate a problem before it gets started. But you need to have temperatures in the mid-40s or warmer. Don't hesitate. Let's get it done while we can, okay? And it will make a big difference in the amount of spraying that you'll have to do later on. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from Maine with a question about gladiolus.
Hey, Patty, how can we help you with your glads today?
Well, I just want some basic information about purchase them, the care of the when, how deep to plant the bulbs, what to, how to store them when the season's over, and I'll take the answers off the air.
Okay, wonderful. Now, glads are a wonderful bulb, and I mean a wonderful bulb. You can purchase them anytime. If you go to your local garden center, and some of the larger garden centers will sell them either in a bag of mixed colors, or they'll sell them in specific colors. So that way if you want all white, then you can buy all white, or white and blue and pink, depending on what theme you want in your garden. If your garden center doesn't carry it, go on the internet. You can find them there. So, this is what you do. You buy your glads anytime now, and you're going to notice there's a flat portion and a slightly rounded. And if you press in the center of the slightly rounded side, you'll feel a little bump, and that's the bud. So the glad bulbs will be 2 to 3 inches in diameter. They're flat disc, about half to three-quarters of an inch. You plant them in the ground 3 inches deep and about 6 to 12 inches apart. I like to plant them in groups rather than a straight line. If you're going to plant them in a straight line, make it a double. Because what happens is if you put a row every 6 inches, they look like soldiers. And if you get into a windy period, they start to bend over. And they don't look as pretty. If you can make it a double row or even a triple row or plant them in a group of 5, it's easier for you to maybe either tie them up or they'll brace each other. Now, don't plant them all at the same time. If you plant all your glads at the same time, they'll all be in bloom at the same time. Unless you want a lot of colors all at once. So when the ground warms up in May, you don't plant them now. So anytime from mid-May to June, you can start planting them. If you live Boston South, by mid-May, go ahead. Boston North, wait until after the middle of May. But you can plant them in June, no problem. So If, let's say, you buy 50, take 10 or 12, plant 12, the middle of May, wait 10 days, maybe even 2 weeks, plant another 12, wait 2 weeks, plant another 12, wait 2 weeks, plant another 12. And that way you'll have staggered blooms and you'll have color in your garden coming in over a much longer period of time. That way they don't all come into color at once, unless that's what you want. You allow the frost to hit the plant, turn it all brown. You're going to pull it up right out of the ground because glads are not winter hardy. Now, when you pull it up, you're going to be in for a big surprise because there will be two glads attached. One on the bottom and then one on top that's attached to the foliage. The lower bulb is the one that you actually planted in the spring. You're going to pull it off and throw it in your compost pile. Because it gave you what you wanted, and then it sent all of its energy and made a brand new bulb that will be larger in size and next year give you a bigger bloom. Cut off the foliage, and then so that you're about 1 inch from the bulb. So you pull it up, cut off the foliage 1 inch from the top of the bulb, break the two bulbs apart, throw the lower one in your compost pile, take the big bulb, and then what you do is you put all of your bulbs in a brown paper bag. If you have any bulb dust, tomato, vegetable, garden dust, sprinkle some on top of them, shake the bag so that the bulbs are all covered with the powdered insecticide, and that way, if there's any insects on that bulb, the rose dust or the vegetable garden dust will kill any overwintering insects. Okay? Now, take a pair of old pantyhose, dump them in the legs of the pantyhose, go in your basement, hammer a nail on the rafters in your basement, and hang the pantyhose from the rafters. Pantyhose are porous, will let the air in and out, and it will prevent them from getting moldy. They've been treated with a fungicide that will prevent insects or disease problems for the following year. And then the following spring, you shake them out of the pantyhose, replant them, repeat the process, and you're all set. At the time of planting, put a tablespoon or more of a good granular organic fertilizer, like Dr. Earth plant food. Excuse me. Or a flower tone, either one of those two. During the growing season, if you can hit them with a couple applications of a liquid fertilizer, it will give you a bigger stem and more blossoms, and it will help the blossoms to become larger also. And try and keep them in the garden out of the wind. Remember, glads could get up 3 feet tall. And when it's in full bloom in your garden, if you don't cut it, and you get wind, it's just like a sail on a boat, and it will fall over. So either stake them, plant them in groups, put them in a sheltered area, and they love the sun. The more sun they get, the better. Okay? Thank you. And a very, very good question. We appreciate it. Our phone number is 855 800-480-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden. 855-660-4261. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Julia from Maine with a question about pear trees.
Julia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. Anxious to get outside. I have a question about two pear trees we have. We live in Midcoast, Maine. We've lived on this property for about 7 years, and we've more or less ignored them. They're at the front near the electric wires, and they've gotten so high they're on the electric wires. And I want to make these trees work. First, what I've done is I've had somebody come in about 3-4 weeks ago and prune them down. And he said it's going to take several years of, you know, slow pruning to get them down to where I want them. and secondly, I've noticed, I think I've diagnosed it correctly, the fruit that they do produce is spotted and cracked, and there are black spots on the leaves. And I went on the Internet, and the pictures I see say that it's pear scab. So number one, am I right? Number two, what my plan is to continue the pruning once a year with the help of this man to keep the, I've got some old leaves around that I haven't been good about keeping out, and I understand it's a fungus and that would harbor some of the fungus, so I plan to be more fastidious about cleaning all that out. Finally, I'm looking for a spray. You might have partially answered my question when you were talking about horticultural oil and sulfur. I'm looking for a spraying schedule and an organic spray that won't hurt the river that I live on.
Why don't you hold on 1 second, and I'll be right back.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plants like water. Plants like the sun, but plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil and watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com. promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And we're talking with Julia about her pantry. Now, Julia, first of all, I want to tell you that you have found the right person, because some people who do pruning will have said to you, okay, let's chop it down to the size that you want. And what would have happened is when a pear tree is pruned too fast, too quickly, it will stimulate the plant to produce a lot of new growth. And what happens is this new growth, because it's coming in so fast, will all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, one day your tree is gorgeous, nice and green, and all of a sudden a lot of the new growth turns black. And it's called fire blight. And it's a fungus that attacks a tree that's growing too quickly. Number one is a pear. So doing it in stages, you can pat your guy on the shoulder because he's doing it correctly. So you found the right person. Okay. Number two, I want you to feed the plant. Get something that's organic, like Plant Tone. Slow release, and it will do a very good job. You apply the fertilizer in May. Okay, now, Bonide has an organic fruit tree spray that you can apply on the plant during the entire growing season. They will take care of diseases and insects. And if you go to their website, which is bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, you'll be able to find a retailer near you who will have this organic fruit tree spray. Okay, so your first step is between now and April, you need to spray your pear or any fruit tree that people have with all season oil and liquid copper or sulfur, either one of those two, and you can combine them. The oil will take care of any insects that have laid eggs on the plant last fall, and the copper or sulfur will take care of any diseases that you had. Scab. It coats the spore so that it will not reinfect the plant. When you get a chance, get the breakout and clean underneath that tree, because he was right. They left the spores on the foliage as well as the branches. And if you can get that foliage out, away from the tree, there's less of a chance of infections. So rake it first, spray the tree, and then spray the ground. When everything is done, it's all clean, it's been sprayed, I want you to buy a plastic pear with a stem. All you need is one. Tie a piece of string about 6 inches long or yarn to the stem and hang the pear on your tree. Coat the pear with a little bit of Vaseline. Okay? That pear will become the indicator when the insects come. I don't want you to take a book and say, oh, the book says to start to spray the pear May 1st. They're taking the average. Some years it's earlier, some years it's later. This technique, this indicator, was something that when I was at the University of Massachusetts, my class, they were studying fruit trees, and my teacher, we did this. He ended up getting his doctorate because of it, and every commercial orchard does it. When you walk out and you see little tiny insects stuck on the pear, it tells you the bugs have arrived. Now take out your organic fruit tree spray and set up your program, which is every 2 weeks.